بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وصلى الله على النبي الأمي برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله. What a month Allah has blessed us with. What a month. The month of Allah. The month of Allah. The month regarding which Allah's Habib صلى الله عليه وسلم said فإنه شهر الله. This is Allah's month. This is the month Allah's Habib صلى الله عليه وسلم said إن الجنة لتزين من السنة إلى السنة لدخول شهر رمضان. The entire year, what happens the entire year? A decoration is taking place, a preparation is taking place. Allahu Akbar. A wedding in the home, few months before this preparation, there's a different ambiance, there's a different feeling. Why? There's a wedding in the home. What happens when there's ijtima? Allah bring those days again where we attend the ijtima. That vicinity, that community where the ijtima is taking place. Couple of months before, the elders come, designate the site. A month or two before, people come, put in the tents, make fikr on the site. People contribute, people put themselves forward. We're the doctors, we're the scientists, we're the physicians, we're the entrepreneurs, we're the businessmen, we're the pharmacists, we're the lawyers, all coming together. The ulama on the maidan of the ijtima, together serving, making khidma, talking to each other lovingly, creating an environment of dawat, ta'aleem, ibadat, khidmat. Imagine that environment. Why? Because ijtima is taking place. Imagine this month, inna al-jannah, the entire year, from Shawwal right till Ramadan, Jannah is being prepared, Jannah is being decorated. Why? لِدُخُولِ شَهْرِ Ramadan, for this month. Allahu Akbar, what a month Allah has given. Then the Jannah asks Allah, Allah, decree your special bando. Your special bando that they die and you in this month confirm their place in me, Allahu Akbar. Decree their place in me this month, Allah. The Hur al-Ain ask Allah. As the poet says so beautifully, جَاءَ الصِّيَامُ فَجَاءَ الْخَيْرُ أَجْمَعُهُ تَرْتِيلٌ ذِكْرٌ وَتَحْمِيدٌ وَتَسْبِيحُ فَالنَّفْسُ تَدْأَبُ فِي قَوْلٍ وَفِي عَمَلِي صَوْمُ النَّهَارِ وَبِالْلَّيْلِ التَّرَاوِيحُ. Siyam has come. All good has come through Siyam. What a ni'mat is Siyam. Allah's Nabi said, every good deed I reward and I give rewards for it. إِلَّا الصِّيَامُ فَإِنَّهُ لِي. This fast is for me. وَأَنَا أَجْزِي بِهِ. I will personally reward my banda for Siyam. The other rendition of the hadith is وَأَنَا أُجْزَى بِهِ. I become the reward of the one who doesn't eat for my pleasure during the fast and doesn't do any wrong and preserves his limbs from defiance. وَأَنَا أُجْزَى بِهِ. Allah's love. Allah says, I become the reward of the one who fasts, fulfilling the conditions, trying his best, aspiring to please his Allah. جَاءَ الصِّيَامُ فَجَاءَ الْخَيْرُ أَجْمَعُهُ تَرْتِيلٌ ذِكْرٌ وَتَحْمِيدٌ وَتَسْبِيحُ. Tartil of Quran. Beautiful rendition, recital of the Quran. Dhikrullah, praising Allah, glorifying Allah, and proclaiming Allah being free from every blemish. فَالنَّفْسُ تَدْأَبُ فِي قَوْلٍ وفي عملي. The soul endeavors and strives in saying what is right and doing what is right. صوم النهار وبالليل التراويح. Fasting in the day and تراويح and then تهجد at night. As the other friend of Allah says, بَدَى عَلَيْهِ مِنَ الْأَنْوَارِ إِكْلِيلُ شَهْرٌ تَحَايَاهُ تَكْبِيرٌ وَتَهْلِيلُ شَهْرٌ عَلَيْهِ مِنَ الْإِجْلَالِ رَوْعَتُهُ لَهُ بِكُلِّ بِقَاعِ الْأَرْضِ تَبْجِيلُ شَهْرُ التُّقَى وَالْهُدَى وَالصُّمُحِ نَبَدَتْ أَنْوَارُهُ زَهِقَتْ مِنْهُ الْأَبَاطِيلُ شَهْرٌ تُفَتَّحُ أَبْوَابُ النَّعِيمِ بِهِ وَالتَّوْبُ فِيهِ مِنَ الْعَاصِينَ مَقْبُولُ. Allah
الله عظمه قدرا وفضله وليس بعد كلام الله تفضيل فأنزل الوحي بالقرآن فيه هدى أتى به لرسول الله جبريل فيه شفاء نفوس من غوايتها أعمى بصيرتها زيغ وتضليل آياته بينات كلها عبر يروق سامعها في النفس ترتيل تقوم المذنب العاصي براءتها إن لم تقومه توراة وإنجيل ويستزيد هديا منها وموعظة من قلبه بالتقى والدين مشغول شرائع الدين قد جاء النبي بها وليس يقبل فيها قط تأويل شهر الصيام لقد زادت كتكرمة ورفعة ليلة ما مثلها جيل تنزل الروح فيها رحمة ورضا وزانها من حكيم الذكر تنزيل الله فضلها في الذكر فاحتسبت عند الإله وفيها يقبل السول شهر السعادة فيه النسك منطبع على القلوب وفيه العفو مكفول
الله أكبر. What a month, such a month where Allah's special celestial nur has been presented in goblets, in beautiful bouquets, a month filled with takbir, Allahu Akbar, and tahleel, which is La ilaha illallah, a month full of glory and grandeur and awe and prestige. Lahu bikulli biqa'i al-ardi tabjilu, the earth is praising and glorifying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this month of Ramadan much more. Shahru al-tuqa, the month of taqwa and hidayat, and such fast that through this month, when the nur of this month is enlightened, zahiqat minhu al-abatilu, all falsehood becomes perished and becomes obliterated. A month where the doors of the bounties of Allah are slammed open and tawbah is accepted from all the sinners. A month Allah has deemed great and virtuous, and there's nothing that's greater than kalamullah. That Allah says this month is glorious and this month is special and it's more special than any other month. In this month, فأنزل الوحي, Allah revealed wahi, His kalam in Quran, and in Quran is hidayat. That Jibreel, the messenger of Allah, came with it to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the final and the most greatest of his anbiya alayhi wasalam. In the Quran there is shifa, cure. That's why we have to listen to the Qur'an and listen to the explanation of the scholars explaining the Qur'an, so that in Ramadan we are enlightened with the durus and the message of Qur'an that becomes a means of us changing our life. فِيهِ شِفَاءُ نُفُوسٍ مِّنْ غِوَايَتِهَا. In Qur'an is shifa for the souls from waywardness, from crookedness, from astrayness. The verses of Qur'an are clear. كلها عبر are filled with lesson. عبر, عبر means عبرة, to take lesson. And lesson is for it to permeate the heart. عبرة in Arabic is to cross, for the message to cross the eye and the ear and permeate and penetrate the heart. يروق سامعها في النفس ترتيل. The beautiful recital repeated beautifully, slowly, with effect and inspire the heart. Quran is such, تقوم المذنب العاصي براءتها. Its purity will straighten the sinful, defiant one. Because Torah and Injil can't change one, because those books have been changed. Quran will change humanity. There we learn, make Quran available to those who don't know how beautiful Quran is. They think Torah, they think Injil, they think Bible, Old Testament, New Testament. Show them Kalamullah, how beautiful, how easily understandable, how clear, how amazing, how miraculous, how beautiful, how effective is Kalamullah, is Qur'an Kareem. And one who finds hidayat will increase in hidayat through Qur'an. Who? Man qalbuhu bittuqa wa-ddinu mashghulu. The one whose heart is absorbed with taqwa and deen, his heart is worried about deen, he will take effect from Qur'an, especially in this month of Ramadan. The malaika descend, the rahmah of Allah descends. Allah give us tawfiq to value this month and benefit from this Mubarak month. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Arullah min anfusikum khayra. Prove yourself to Allah. Show yourself to Allah that how much you will do for Allah in this month. This is the month. to maximize. This is the month to stay away from sin. Like good deeds are multiplied because this is our season. This is our season. The night should be in tahajjud, taraweeh, and then spend more time in the masjid and then make tahajjud and increase in ibadat. Create an environment in the home, and we should stay away from every wrong and every sin, whether it be backbiting, whether it be slander, whether it be looking down upon the next, whether it would be insulting the next. Let's make sure we abstain from every sort of sin and intoxicant, and make sure we change our life for the better. Let's take effect from Quran in this month. We were busy learning about the Sahabi, Hazrat Thabit bin Qais bin Shammas, radiallahu anhu, ya Allah. What effect he took from Quran. He was so much in love with the Quran Kareem. Let's study some of his qualities. We were busy discussing his qualities. On one occasion, Allah's Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was on Hajj. And the conveyance upon which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's goods were preserved got lost. So a Sahabi comes there, Hazrat Sa'ad bin Ubadah radiallahu anhu, and his son Qais radiallahu anhu. They both come there. And they worried about Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And they take care of Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, don't worry, myself and Abu Bakr's goods will come. And just then, Hazrat Sa'ad, Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam shows him appreciation. He says, Sa'ad, I won't forget always how much of ikram you would make for me in Madinah Munawwara. Hazrat Sa'ad says, O Nabi of Allah, no, I have done nothing. Al-minnatu lillah wa li rasulihi. It is Allah's favor who allowed me the opportunity. It is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's kindness that he accepted my ikram. That, O Nabi of Allah, you don't need my ikram. I am the one in need. Ya Allah, what a mizaj we learn from Sahaba. Wallahi ya Rasulullah, lalladhi ta'khudhu min amwalina ahabbu ilayna min alladhi tada'. By Allah, what you take from us, we love more than what you leave with us. All is yours, all is yours. Allahu Akbar. Allah give every businessman, everyone who has something, every trader, every physician, every Muslim, all of us. Allah give us the understanding that what we have doesn't belong to us. It belongs to Allah. It is amana. And it is a test. Are we going to use it for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, O Sa'ad, Abu Thabit was his appellation. You are speaking the truth. What you're saying is right. It is all from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And rejoice, Allah ta'ala give you success. And what you are saying is right. Al-akhlaq biyadillah. Al-akhlaq biyadillah. Good character comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Good character comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if Allah wants to give someone wonderful character, manahahu, Allah will bless that person as a gift. What will Allah gift him? Good character. Walaqad manahaka Allah khuluqan salihan. O Sa'ad, Allah has blessed you with wonderful akhlaq. Then Hazrat Sa'ad radiallahu anhu says, Alhamdulillah alladhi huwa fa'ala dhalik. Yes, all praise is due to Allah who did this for us. Hazrat Thabit bin Qais bin Shammas, who was there in this entire scene, where he sees Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's appreciation for Hazrat Sa'ad, and Hazrat Sa'ad's appreciation to Allah and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat Thabit bin Qais, Allahu Akbar, says, O Nabi of Allah, really, the family of Sa'ad bin Ubadah, even in the past, and even in the days of Jahiliyyah, they were always our leaders. And they always fed people. Whenever there was difficulty, whenever there was troubles, they always fed people. Subhanallah. One lesson here is to feed people. Really, it's the month of Ramadan. Among the most meritorious deeds is to feed people. Our pious in the month of Ramadan would read Qur'an-i-Kareem in abundance. They would leave everything. And they would read Qur'an-i-Kareem all the time. Imam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah, imagine, Imam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah and Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah would complete 60 khatams of Qur'an in the month of Ramadan. Imam Malik rahimahullah would do nothing else but Qur'an in the month of Ramadan. Rabi bin Sulaiman rahimahullah says that Imam Shafi'i, my ustad, would complete 60 khatams of the Qur'an in the month of Ramadan. Sufyan Thawri rahimahullah, when Ramadan would come in, would leave everything else and just make tilawat of the Qur'an Kareem. Imam Muhammad ibn Ismail al-Bukhari rahimahullah would make one khatam of the Qur'an every day. And after Taraweeh, he would sit and make tilawat, or he would make tilawat of Qur'an, and every 3 nights he would make a khatam of the Qur'an Kareem. Walid bin Abdul Malik rahimahullah, the Muslim ruler, the Khalif of his time, the Umayyad ruler, the offspring of Marwan bin Hakam, he would make Every 3 days he would make one khatam of the Quran al-Kareem. Qatada bin Di'ama rahimahullah throughout his life would complete the Quran every 7 days. And in Ramadan every 3 days. And in the last 10 nights of Ramadan every day he would make khatam of the Quran al-Kareem. Waqi bin Jarrah al-Waqi', the famous ustad of Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah, every night, at night in tahajjud, he would read one full Qur'an and a third of the Qur'an al-Kareem. Not one quarter, two quarter, an entire Qur'an and a third of the Qur'an al-Kareem. And what else they would do? They would feed people. Hazrat Ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma used to fast. And whenever he would break his fast, he would always break fast with the needy, with the poor, with the masakeen. And then he would take them home. Sometimes his wife would get upset. And if they get upset and they didn't allow the poor to eat, or show some being upset, he would not eat that night. And he would wake up the next day and he used to still fast. If any needy person came, وَهُوَ عَلَىٰ طَعَامِهِ, Hazrat Ibn Umar رضي الله عنه is partaking of his meal, he would take his share and give it to the needy. At times he would come back after feeding the needy, there was nothing left. He would not complain, he would not get upset, he would not become grumpy, but he would still fast the next day and he would still appreciate. Hamad bin Abi Sulaiman rahimahullah would feed 500 people every night for iftar. Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahimahullah was fasting and he had 2 rotis for his iftar. Someone in need came, he gave him the 2 rotis and he remained hungry, and the next day he continued his fast. Look at these people. Obviously he broke his fast with water or whatever it is, but he didn't eat and he fasted the next day. Allahu Akbar. So great it is to feed. And this is what Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam encouraged. Feed, feed people. And someone who can't afford to feed, feed a little less, feed what we can afford. But it is the month of generosity. It is the month of taking our time for Allah. It is the month of devotion. It is known as Shahrul Inqita', to disconnect from makhluq and connect to Khalid. Connect to Khaliq, connect to Al-Khaliq subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is the month to take effect from the dars of the Qur'an, to listen to Qur'an, to understand Qur'an, to love Qur'an, to recite Qur'an, to serve Qur'an, to respect Qur'an. Allah give us tawfiq. In this report, see Hazrat Thabit bin Qais radiallahu anhu. He says to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he praises Hazrat Sa'ad bin Ubadah. This is a wonderful quality. Let's speak about the good in others. So that's another lesson we learn. In Ramadan, we need to learn this. Why look for the faults in others? Let's look at the good in others. Allah will give us their good qualities. Allah will give us those wonderful qualities. This we really need to take out of our life. Looking for the faults in others. Searching for the faults in others. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us to seek Allah's protection from that. Oh Allah, save us from such people. And neighboring such people. Who, when they see good, they conceal it. But when they see mistakes and faults, they expose it and they divulge it. Allah save us from such a despicable character. To divulge the faults of others and to conceal the good in others. Let us be of those who will see the good in others and conceal the weaknesses of others. Weaknesses, let's look for our own. Let's look for our own. Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu would say, لَيْسَ الصِّيَامِ مِنَ الطَّعَامِ وَالشَّرَابِ وَحْدًا. It is not just to fast from food and drink alone. وَلَكِنَّهُ مِنَ الْكَذِبِ وَالْبَاطِلِ وَاللَّغْوِ وَالْحَلِفِ. It is to fast from every sort of lie or any sort of falsehood or futility or lying oaths. Mujahid rahmatullah alayhi would say, Allahu Akbar, what a scholar, what a tabi'i he was. خَصْلَتَان مَنْ حَفِظَهُمَا سَلِمَ لَهُ صَوْمُهُ. Two qualities. If one preserves them, his fast will be righteous. His fast will be sound and preserved and protected. Al-ghiba wal-kadhib, backbiting and lies. Backbiting and lies. In this, let's worry about feeding others. And let's not only worry about what we must eat, what we're going to eat. Let's worry about Qur'an al-Kareem. What we're going to eat, we're so much worried about that, and we insist on the families to devote their time in just worrying about everything being available on the iftar table. Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu would say, مَنْ كَانَ هَمُّهُ مَا يَدْخُلُ إِلَىٰ جَوْفِهِ كَانَتْ قِيمَتُهُ مَا يَخْرُجُ مِنْهُ. He whose only worry is what he must eat at iftar, his value will be equivalent to that which emanates from him after he ate. Allah give us the understanding. Another trait of Hazrat Thabit bin Qais radiallahu anhu is that he was a khatib. He was a pro in oratory skills. And he was known as the Khatib of the Ansar, and then he was given the title. So he was the best in orating, in lectures. And then he was titled Khatib Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that he is the orator of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the greatest of orators, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And this Sahabi is the orator of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Imagine how great the Sahabi is in his khutab and his lectures and his oratory skills. Allahu Akbar. His ability to present a message, he used it for the deen of Allah. Every opportunity there was to share the message of deen, to defend Islam, he utilized it. So he strove in Allah's way in battle by the side of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And also in every opportunity he stood up for the deen, explaining Islam, defending Islam, answering the questions about Islam. Whenever delegations would come into Medina Munawwara, in the year known as Amul Wufud, starting from latter 8th year or early 9th year and 10th year, delegation after delegation, Jamaat after Jamaat, those who embraced Islam, who were coming to Medina Munawwara to meet Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and learn more. And there were others who hadn't yet embraced, but they were coming to meet Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to ask certain questions, to consider whether they want to accept. On these occasions, Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam's shairs were Hazrat Ka'ab bin Malik radiyallahu anhu, Hazrat Abdullah bin Rawaha radiyallahu anhu, and especially Hazrat Hassan bin Thabit radiyallahu anhu. And whenever the Khatib was called, because the Arabs were very, very eloquent people, they were good in their poetry, and they were very good in the way they would present a lecture. The best among the Muhajireen was Hazrat Suhail bin Amr radiyallahu anhu. The people of Makkah Mukarramah. The best amongst the people of Makkah Mukarramah. And the best from the Ansar was Hazrat Thabit bin Qais bin Shammas radiyallahu anhu. When the Arab tribes would come and they would have a poet to stand up and render poetry in the praise of that tribe. This was common among the Arabs. They would praise themselves and show their traits and their feats and their past and their seniors and their generosity and their strength and their nobility and their lineage. And these Sahaba, the Ansar, these Shu'ara would stand up explaining Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the beauty of Islam. And so many of these poets would shock that look at the beauty of Islam. And then when their lecturer would explain how noble were their tribes and their background and their people, these Sahaba would stand up, Hazrat Thabit bin Qais bin Shammas radiallahu anhu, explaining the beauty of Islam. Allahu Akbar, how Hazrat Thabit radiallahu anhu would explain the Qudrat of Allah Ta'ala and the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would say, قُمْ فَأَجِبِ الرَّجُلْ فِي خُطْبَتِ. O Thabit, you stand up, present your khutbah, where he says in one of them, Alhamdulillahi alladhi as-samawatu wal-ardu khalqu qada fihinna amra wa wasi'a kursiyuhu ilmah wa lam yaku shay'un qattu illa min fadlih thumma kana min qudratihi an ja'alana mulukan wastafa min khiratihi rasulan akramahu nasaba wa asdaqahu haditha wa afdalahu hasaba fa anzala alayhi kitaba wa atamanahu ala khalqih فكان خيرة الله من العالمين ثم دعا الناس إلى الإيمان به فآمن برسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم المهاجرون من قومه وذوي رحمه أكرم الناس أحسابا وأحسن الناس وجوها وخير الناس فعالا ثم كان أول الخلق إجابة واستجاب لله حين دعاه رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فنحن أنصار الله ووزراء رسوله نقاتل الناس حتى يؤمنوا فمن آمن بالله ورسوله منع ماله ودمه ومن كفر جاهدناه في الله أبدا وكان قتله علينا يسيرا أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم وللمؤمنين والمؤمنات والسلام عليكم. And this is how he presented his words. And the seniors of their tribes wowed, would always wow and take effect from the words of Hazrat Thabit bin Qais bin Shammas radiallahu anhu. And the other was Hazrat Hassan radiallahu anhu. Very often Allah's Nabi would say, stand up Hassan, after their tribesmen or their poet would explain their poetry. نَحْنُ الْكِرَامُ فَلَاحَيٌّ يُعَادِلُنَا مِنَّ الْمُلُوكُ وَفِينَا تُنْصَبُ الْبِيَعُ. Then Hazrat Hassan after them would stand, إِنَّ الذَّوَائِبَ مِنْ فِهْرٍ
وإخوتهم قد بيّنوا سنة للناس تتبع. قوم إذا حاربوا ضروا عدوهم أو حاولوا النفع في أشياعها نفعوا، فإن في حربهم فاترك عدوتهم شرا يخاض عليه السم والسلع. أكرم بقوم رسول الله شيعتهم، إذا تفاوتت الأهواء والشياع فإنهم أفضل الأحياء كلهم، إن جد بالناس جد القول أو الشمع. الحسان رضي الله عنه would express in poetry the whole deen of Allah Ta'ala in such a wise manner. So this was the art of that time, oratory and poetry, and these Sahaba radiallahu anhum would actually defeat the tribes at their own game and would win them towards Islam, and they would, Sahaba radiallahu anhum would use all their expertise for the deen of Allah Ta'ala, and so many of these tribes would then embrace Islam. And then Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam وَجَوَّزَهُمْ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ فَأَحْسَنَ جَوَائِزَهُمْ would give them gifts and show them ikram and show them kindness, and so many of them embraced Islam. And Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was very happy with the stance of Hazrat Thabit bin Qais radiallahu anhu and that of Hazrat Hassan bin Thabit radiallahu anhu. Another amazing trait of this great Sahabi, Hazrat Thabit radiallahu anhu, is that he took effect from Qur'an Kareem. Let us be of those who listen to Qur'an and Qur'an affects them. And their lives are governed by Qur'an. They do not let it be that they just live their lives according to whims and fancies, but their lives are governed by the Qur'an Kareem. Hazrat Thabit radiallahu anhu, it's reported by historians, and Allama Qurtubi rahimahullah mentions this report, that he had some ailment in his ears where he wouldn't hear so clearly. So he would come early to the majlis of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and because of this defect, he would come right in front and be right there to listen to every word that would emanate from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. On one occasion, he came and it was late. So on a few other occasions, even if he came and it was late, others would allow him to go forward and give him that space, just so that he was sit right in front of Rasulullah. But on this occasion, he comes there and he tries to climb the necks of others or the shoulders of others. And there was one man who didn't give him space. So the man tells him, Thabit, just sit where you found a place. So Hazrat Thabit sat, but he was hurt. Afterwards he asked, who was this person? So they said, so and so. So Thabit then opened some fault of his. And when this happened, the verses of Quran were revealed, where Allah Ta'ala says, I recite this after reciting أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا يسخر قوم من قوم عسى أن يكونوا خيرا منهم ولا نساء من نساء عسى أن يكون خيرا منهن ولا تلمزوا أنفسكم ولا تنابزوا بالألقاب بئس الاسم الفسوق بعد الإيمان ومن لم يتوب فأولئك هم الظالمون. O people of Iman, never mock the next person. Perhaps they are better than you. Now this injunction encompasses women folk as well. But then Quran specifically mentions the woman as well. وَلَا نِسَاءٌ مِّن نِسَاءٌ. And O women folk, don't look down upon another woman. Perhaps she is better than you. So Quran teaches us this sentiment, that consider the other as better and don't look for their faults, nor belittle the next. Then Quran says, do not despise yourselves and do not belittle the next by giving another titles that one doesn't like, meaning something derogatory, irritating one, calling one nicknames and so forth. Quran then says, بِئْسَ الْإِسْمُ الْفُسُوقُ بَعْدَ الْإِيمَانِ. How evil it is to give someone a name which causes sin after Iman. Fusuq, it is a grave sin. Interestingly, why is giving someone a name that he doesn't like called such a sin? Fusuq, a major sin. Interestingly, scholars explain that one is a person perpetrates a guna, Allah save us. But the other here is when he calls someone such a name, others hear him referring to that person in that manner and they start also referring to him in a manner that is derogatory. And then this person started it. And now because he initiated something that is wrong, hurting another believer's heart, belittling someone, so an evil practice was initiated by him, it becomes a major crime of his. Quran then says, وَمَن لَمْ يَتُوبُ. He who does not make tawbah,
Allah save us from getting involved in such a thing where it starts and it doesn't stop. Wrong is taking place out there and this person started it. Allah save us from such. فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الظَّالِمُونَ. Such people are the oppressors. In this, Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was not happy with this. So he asked, who said this about that individual? Hazrat Thabit came and said, O Nabi of Allah, it was me. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam called him. One side. Allah's Nabi says, look at everybody's faces here. Unzur fi wujuhil qawm. So he looked. Allah's Nabi asked him, what do you see, Thabit? He said, O Nabi of Allah, I see all colors of people. All different people with different backgrounds. Abyad, Aswad, Ahmar, all different colors. Whether white, whether black, whether red. Allah's Nabi said, you see the different backgrounds, the different colors. No one is better than the next. فَإِنَّكَ لَا تَفْضُلُهُمْ إِلَّا بِالتَّقْوَى. Thabit, you can never be better than the next except with the taqwa and the consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him over the verse of the Quran, يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ إِنَّا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ مِنْ ذَكَرٍ وَأُنْثَى وَجَعَلْنَاكُمْ شُعُوبًا وَقَبَائِلَ لِتَعَارَفُوا إِنَّ أَكْرَمَكُمْ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ أَتْقَاكُمْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَلِيمٌ خَبِيرٌ. As soon as Hazrat Thabit radiallahu anhu heard the verses of the Quran, he went straight to his brother and begged his pardon. He begged his pardon. Allah make us of those who take effect from the Quran-i Kareem. Allah make us of those who immediately put the Quran-i Kareem into practice. Another historical event that took place was Hazrat Thabit radiallahu anhu. Another historical event was that of the first khul'ah that took place in Islam. Because it's something that happened in his life. And some things happened with Sahaba radiallahu anhum to teach humanity how it takes place, how it happens. Where his wife was not happy, so she comes to Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam complaining. And Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked her, the wife of Thabit, that what's the problem? She said, no, I have no problem with his character or deen, it's just that I'm not happy, I want out. And she insisted. So Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, such a dowry he gave you, will you give it back? She said, yes. So Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him to take it. And not more, nothing more than that. Meaning the big dowry, the garden that he had given her. And then the verse of the Quran was revealed, فَلَا جُنَاحَ عَلَيْهِمَا فِي مَفْتَدَتْ بِهِ. So this was the first khul'ah that took place in Islam. Anyway, Allah Ta'ala help all couples and all marriages. This is a historical event, so we're mentioning it, that it happened to Hazrat Thabit bin Qais radiallahu anhu. So it happens to the best of people as well. Not that one is bad and the other is good. This happens sometimes in life where Allah Ta'ala gives one better and gives the other better as well. This is the test of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this dunya. This world is not Jannah. But yes, when we obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will make it like Jannah. But we still have to aspire for the real Jannah. Hazrat Thabit had so much of haya from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so much of fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When this verse of the Quran was revealed, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَا تَرْفَعُوا أَصْوَاتَكُمْ فَوْقَ صَوْتِ النَّبِيِّ وَلَا تَجْهَرُوا لَهُ بِالْقَوْلِ كَجَهْرِ بَعْضِكُمْ لِبَعْضٍ أَن تَحْبَطَ أَعْمَالُكُمْ وَأَنْتُمْ لَا تَشْعُرُونَ. O people of Iman, do not raise your voices above the voice of the Nabi of Allah, and do not even speak to him loudly, like you would address each other and speak to each other. And if you do such a thing with disrespect, your deeds will be nullified and wiped out and obliterated without even you knowing it. وَأَنْتُمْ لَا تَشْعُرُونَ. So in Sahihain, Hazrat Anas radiallahu anhu says that Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam looked for Hazrat Thabit bin Qais because he was nowhere to be seen. So this shows how close he was to the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat Anas says, O Nabi of Allah, I'll find out. And he comes there and he was in his house, depressed and sad. So Hazrat Anas asked him, what's the matter? He says, no, something bad happened. He said, what is it? He says, you know, I give lectures in front of the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That means my voice is being raised above Allah's Nabi's voice. And that means I have to burn in the fire of Jahannam. Allahu Akbar, the taqwa of this sahabi. Hazrat Anas rushes to Allah's Nabi to tell him. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sent Hazrat Anas, go tell him. And the reporter of this part of the hadith is Musa bin Anas. So Hazrat Musa bin Anas, the son of Hazrat Anas radiallahu anhu. So sahaba are narrating hadith to their children. Allah give us tawfiq to share deen with our children. This is what they'll remember. Hazrat Musa bin Anas says, so my father returned to him and gave him the glad tidings that Allah's Nabi sent me to you to tell you, إِنَّكَ لَسْتَ مِنْ أَهْلِ النَّارِ وَلَكِنَّكَ مِنْ أَهْلِ الْجَنَّةِ. O Thabit, you are not from the people of Jahannam. You are a Jannati. You are a Jannati. Allahu Akbar. The Sahabi was so touched by this. He was so happy. This brought
This brought life to him again. Otherwise he had lost everything. It was like he was just ready to die because he was so sad. And he says, I'm happy with Allah's glad tidings for me, and I will never raise my voice in front of Allah's Nabi again. And then Allah revealed the verses of Quran. All this is Surah Hujurat. Study this chapter, it's quite amazing. There's so much of adab and etiquette and ethics of a Muslim in this chapter. The verses that came, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَغُضُّونَ أَصْوَاتَهُمْ عِنْدَ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ امْتَحَنَ اللَّهُ قُلُوبَهُمْ لِلتَّقْوَى لَهُمْ مَغْفِرَةٌ وَأَجْرٌ عَظِيمٌ. Those who lower their voice, they lower their voice out of respect for the Nabi of Allah, those are people who Allah has passed, made them pass the test of taqwa. For them is a great, great forgiveness and a tremendous reward for their taqwa and for their respect. Allah make us of them. But Hazrat Thabit had such a soft heart. When verses of Quran would come, he would become very affected by it. When the verse of Quran, when he heard this verse, because Sahaba would learn Quran all the time. Allah make us of those who learn and study and continue to learn the Quran Kareem. Allah Ta'ala says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُحِبُّ كُلَّ مُخْتَالٍ فَخُورٍ. Allah loves not all those who are proud and boastful. مُخْتَال and فَخُور. Those who are arrogant and proud in their own hearts, and those who boast over others in a manner that they belittle others. The Sahabi was so worried. Allah's Nabi looked for him. Allah's Nabi asked him, is everything okay? He said, O Nabi of Allah, I love to have a beautiful appearance. I love to have a position. O Nabi of Allah, I am worried that this Mukhtal and Fakhur would be in me. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I am giving you guarantee. You are not of them. بَلْ تَعِيشُ حَمِيدًا وَتُقْتَلْ شَهِيدًا وَتَدْخُلِ الْجَنَّةِ. You will live an honorable, exemplary life. And Allah would give you the death of a shaheed, and you are guaranteed Jannah. Allahu Akbar. This Sahaba were given guarantee. What about you and I? Allah save us from being of those who are proud and boastful and haughty and arrogant. Mukhtal. This is from the word in Arabic, khayl and khayal. A person maintains an image about himself. He continues to think how big and how great he is. Allah forgive us. What are we? We are nothing. Allah says in Quran, O insan, have you forgotten? هَلْ أَتَى عَلَى الْإِنسَانِ حِينٌ مِّنَ الدَّهْرِ لَمْ يَكُنْ شَيْئًا مَذْكُورًا. You were not even mentioned. You were not even known. No one took your name. No one knew about you. That's one meaning. The other meaning is, you were not mentioned with any value and respect because you are a little, you know, teeny weeny something, and Allah took you from stage to stage and blessed you and raised you and honored you. Allah make us of those who always remember where we came from and how Allah made us reach where we reach, and let's value those who Allah used to uplift us. Allah save us from pride and arrogance, which are actions that even tricked the devil. The devil who made so much ibadat, his pride and arrogance beguiled him. Allah save us from looking down upon the next. Hazrat Thabit radiallahu anhu, with his beautiful oratory skills, would even speak to the Jews about Islam. All of us are listening now. We heard Surah Baqarah, then Surah Ali Imran, and Surah Nisa. How Allah Ta'ala describes the Jews in different manners in Surah Baqarah. And so many aspects of deen, the five pillars of Islam, are detailed in Surah Baqarah, then Surah Ali Imran, that were revealed explaining Uhud. These are Medinan revealed chapters, and also revealed on the occasion where the delegation from Najran came to Medina Munawwara. And most of these verses are explaining to them Islam and who is Isa alayhi salam, the detailed incident of Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. Then Surah Nisa, among the verses here was this verse where in this there was a discussion between Hazrat Thabit radiallahu anhu and a Jew, where the Jew is trying to explain how good they are, where he says the Almighty Allah told us to kill ourselves, and we did so, meaning our forefathers. Hazrat Thabit radiallahu anhu said that if Allah told us even to kill ourselves, we're ready to do what Allah tells us to do. Whatever Allah wants us to do, we're ready to do. Allahu Akbar. Verses of Quran were revealed. This is in Surah An-Nisa. You will hear it most probably today, meaning Friday night. وَلَوْ أَنَّهُمْ فَعَلُوا مَا يُوعَظُونَ بِهِ لَكَانَ خَيْرًا لَهُمْ وَأَشَدَّ تَثْبِيتًا وَلَوْ أَنَّا كَتَبْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ أَنِ اقْتُلُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ أَوْ اخْرُجُوا مِنْ دِيَارِكُمْ مَا فَعَلُوهُ إِلَّا قَلِيلٌ مِّنْهُمْ وَلَوْ أَنَّهُمْ فعلوا ما يوعظون به لكان خيرا لهم وأشد تثبيتا وإذا لآتيناهم من لدنا أجرا عظيما. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was so happy with Hazrat Thabit radiallahu anhu. Allah's Nabi said sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, from my ummah there are people who iman is so firmly embedded in their hearts, even more stronger, their iman is even more stronger than firmly embedded mountains. Allahu Akbar, there's so much about the Sahabi radiallahu anhu, but we tried to highlight his connection with the Qur'an Kareem. There's an occasion where he got into his garden, he heard the verse of Qur'an, and he took down the fruit, the dates of 500 date palm trees, and in that same day he distributed it. And he didn't leave anything for himself. He gave it all in the way of Allah Ta'ala. Allah give us tawfiq to be of those who invest for the hereafter. Allahu Akbar, the shahada of this sahabi is so amazing. It was during the khilafah of Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. He went in the path of Allah Ta'ala against the apostates, the renegades, the murtaddeen. And when he became shaheed, his story is so amazing. Allah give us tawfiq some time to discuss it. Where, when he left this world, he was the one individual in history whose wasiyah, whose bequest and will was accepted, even though he gave it after his death. There's no time we have that we have now, but research this incident. How after he passed away, he comes in the Sahabi's dream that this is my bequest and my will. And when the dream was narrated to Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu accepted it and said, as he said, it should be accepted. This was an exclusivity and a speciality, another speciality of Hazrat Thabit bin Qais bin Shammas radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Allah give us tawfiq to be like the Sahaba, to emulate the Sahaba, to love the Sahaba, to follow the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. Allah make it such that we change our lives through this Mubarak month of Ramadan. As Hazrat Mawlana Inam al-Hasan rahmatullahi alayhi would say, Jo zindagi guzarega Ramzan ki tarah, Mot ayegi Eid ki chand ki tarah. Let's read three quls for this great Sahabi and all the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil ummi. Bi rahmatika ya rahman rahim.